Concerns about the line's maintenance are prompting a watchdog group to conduct an audit of Alyeska's marine terminal in Valdez. KCHU's Tony Gorman reports.
I think we've got just a couple of takeaway points.
That's Mark Swanson describing the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council's reaction to the pipeline's recent leak. He is president of the nonprofit organization that has promoted the environmentally safe operation of the pipeline's marine terminal in Valdez since its formation after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Swanson says the RCAC has scheduled an external audit of the terminal's maintenance to prevent similar incidents from happening. He says the RCAC believes the audit will be beneficial to the public and Alyeska.
So it'll be useful to examine if there are similar outdated assumptions in any terminal contingency operations that need to be reexamined, and in light of reduced flow over the years and reduced workforce on the pipeline and here at the terminal over the years, and of course aged infrastructure and some controls now being remotely operated from Anchorage as opposed to Valdez.
Swanson says the RCAC doesn't expect to find any big problems on the terminal, but feels it merits a closer look.
Historically, the terminal, it's worth noting, has had fewer maintenance related issues or failures than the pipeline itself over the years, and we'd like to maybe humbly think to some degree that's been influenced by 20 years of informed citizen involvement with the regulators and operators.
Swanson says the audit wouldn't take a lot of time. He says the bulk of the work will happen this spring. The audit was planned and funded by the RCAC last September. Last month, the council found a prime contractor and is looking for subcontractors to complete the project. The audit is slated to end this summer. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.